Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and the Red Dome Restaurant, Smokehouse, and Steak Pit in Quitman, Texas, which is, hands down, my favorite place to eat in the state of Texas. Folks, let's head down now to Lake Fork. We've talked a good bit of hunting. It's time to talk some crappie fishing with Mr. Seth Vanover, my longtime friend and frequent visitor to our outdoor show. Seth, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Let's talk about crappie. First, let's talk about a new crappie tournament trail, I guess we'd call it, that a couple weeks ago you fished maybe their first tournament. Jerry Hancock, a longtime friend of mine, I know he's one of the people that helped get it organized, Crappie Pro Jerry. Tell us about that. That tournament trail, Seth.
All right, it's a new trail that Jerry and Brad Williams came up with. It's called the Pro Crappie Trail. They had their first open event back in early September, and it's a good event. It's a five fish stringer event versus most of the crappie trails out there that are seven fish. It's a straight up deal. Yeah, they do live well checks in the morning. Everybody's on the same playing field. Now, I've seen other crappie trails in other parts of the country, the outlawing of the electronics and all that, but that's not happening with these guys. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. Mm-hmm. But it's a straight up deal. Their weigh-ins are real good. Everything's organized. It's just a real good trail. It's just starting up. There's another one coming up in November on Lake of the Pines, which I also fish, that we know about.
Yep.
And it'll be another open event. So, if you're like crappie fishing, it's a big fish tournament. So, your biggest five fish is what's going to – that's what you're going for. It's not a numbers game. This past tournament in September, I think 9-5-1 won it out of five fish, and that's almost a 2-pound average.
Yeah.
So that's a good stringer for five crappie.
So you bet it is.
It's a good trail.
Yep.
It's a good trail. I like the setup to it. So if you got some more information, give me a call, and I can tell you some information about it, or I can get you in touch with Jerry or Brad, and they can fill you in. But I encourage a lot of people to get involved with it. It's a good deal.
Good deal, Seth. And Seth, I think most people listening, you've been with our radio show and everything so long, Lake Fork Cat and Crappie.com or Facebook is Lake Fork Cat and Crappie. You can just like that. Stay tuned in. Well, let's get to catching these big old crappie, Seth. Here is end of September now. October is just a week or two away. Things are cooling down. Good time to fish for them, isn't it?
It really is. On Fork, you got what we call the pre-turnover bite. And, it's about to blow up. If you like jig fishing and you like pitching jigs and retrieving them real slow, it's the time. You can get away from your live scope action just a little bit. You can find your areas and find your fish. But the vertical presentation, it's not as strong as it was, a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. It's now, you find your fish with your live scope or any electronics that you do have, back off of them a little bit and pitch that jig out over them. And it's a big cast and retrieve method right now. So it's a real fun time to get into the crappie and that jig bite. I just love this time of year.
Yep, you've been doing it a long time, Seth. And then a good sensitive rod that you can feel that tap when that crappie sucks that bait in, right? I know that's
important.
Yeah. Yep. It's really key, isn't it?
It is. Now, I use those 7-foot Mr. Crappie rods for my pitching, and you can watch your line, or those rods are so sensitive, you don't even have to watch. You can be looking away, and you can feel that crack.
Yeah.
It's just such a fun time right now.
It is. So now's the time. If you're going to pick a size jig or a jig color, I know a lot of people are wondering, well, what kind of jigs is Seth using? I mean, what would you recommend right now for us, the size, the weight, and colors. I guess the color is going to vary day to day, maybe.
Yeah, it kind of does. You know, you got a cloudy day, you need to go to a darker color.
Mm-hmm.
But what's been working best right now, 8-ounce jig head, painted or unpainted, that really doesn't matter. But the color jig is, it's a Mr. Crappie jig. It's a white and chartreuse, or what's called a refrigerator white and chartreuse.
Mm-hmm.
In any pattern, I'm throwing a shad pole, and they're waylaying it. But you can throw anything with a white and, you know, white and chartreuse combination, and they're probably going to whack it.
Yeah, and get bit.
That's just the bait I'm throwing right now, tipped with a crappie nibble.
Yes, sir. Okay, Lake Fork Cat and Crappie, Seth, is how they locate you on Facebook, or, you know, how about leaving a number? Maybe some folks might want a little more information. How do they call you?
And just on a side note, that the Pro Crappie Trail, if you search that on Facebook, it's also on Facebook. That's where they do all their stuff.
So Pro Crappie Trail. Okay, good deal.
Yep. It's on Facebook. Or you can call me at 903-736-4557.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer.com. That's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.